there would have been 500 horses trained at Harrell Park.
Where now, were they stabled, those horses?
All through the Glebe district. Streets like Wigram Road, Hereford Street, that's where the great Sutton McMillan had his stables. Arundel Street was where Seymour's stables, they were called in my time. But in the 1920s and 30s, a great trainer who was killed, called Jack Eddy, E-double-D-I-E, had those stables in Arundel Street, which there were hundreds of horses walking around those streets of Glebe. You'd have to have a vivid imagination to think that so many horses could have been in such a small area on the side of that hill, going down into the Glebe Hollow. Even in my time, I remember Jack Lewis, who had a great horse called Jack Hope at the time, he had his horses stabled on the corner of Ross Street and Parramatta Road. There was a livery stable there. That was into the 1950s. There were hundreds of trainers. Jack O'Shea, who trained arguably the greatest horse ever trained there, Lawn Derby. And he used to walk his horses maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles, from Leichhardt to Harrell Park every day to work them. Frank Culbert's stables were at the back of Harrell Park overlooking Jubilee Park. Wally Townsend and his brother George. Harry Cohen used to walk his horses from Newtown. And so did Jack Binskin. There were the Chants, Herb Chant and his son Les. Sammy Agate, he had a beautiful stable up the top at Harrell Park where Bill and Andy Picken, they came from Newtown. Lyle Wallace, wonderful owner-trainer. And then when in the 1950s, when the tracks in the suburbs, such as Victoria Park, Rosebery, were closed, and then Canterbury, a lot of horses, the trainers such as Jack Watts and Chris Rockcher and Bubs Mazuria and Sid Ball, they came from round Mascot into Harrell Park. They used to float their horses in from the Mascot area. So it was a hive of activity for a long period.